The Burt Show.
All right, our intern Mikey here running with the police while trying to break into an apartment. Well, imagine that, even if it was your own apartment.
Yeah, well, I was in Milledgeville. I was having myself a time. You know, I get my gal, I go out on the town. We go downtown, we have a hell of a time. You know, the people there, they treat me fine. They give me beer and they give me wine. So, yeah, we come stumbling out of a bar.
What country song is that from, by the way?
That's Doc Watson, Nashville Blues.
Okay, yeah.
Who would have known you were a country fan?
Couldn't have been it. Yeah, so we come walking out of this bar. The plan was to stay at her place, and her place is pretty far off campus, so you got to ride this bus there. She gets on the bus, no problem. I get on the bus. The lady driving the bus, I think she'd had a long night. I think she seemed tired of dealing with drunks. So she said, get off, get out of here. She was kicking a lot of people off. If you didn't have your little pass, you're getting kicked off the bus. She picked me up by my belt loops and tossed me out the door.
So this is a shuttle that will take students from place to place around campus?
Yeah, well, it just goes to her apartment and back.
Okay.
Well, that's nice to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, I thought so too. Until they threw me out.
Oh, no.
And we had just gotten some nachos, so I just handed her nachos. I thought she'd ride the bus home. She got off. That was nice. I wasn't expecting it. We had just started dating at this point. But so we decide, all right, we'll just go back to my place. And listen, I'm kind of an idiot. I don't plan ahead that well. I just walk out the door with none of the things I need. So I left my keys in my apartment. My roommate has to get up early. I know he locked the door. I decide not even to tell my girlfriend this. Let's just walk to my place and see what happens.
So you're walking to your home knowing you have no keys to get in. The roommate has locked the door, and he's probably sound asleep because he has to get up in the morning.
Absolutely. Just not even using a thought in my head. And failing to tell her anything. Just be like, yeah, we'll go back to my place. No big deal.
Well, you got nachos.
We got nachos. We'll sit on the stoop. So we get there. Of course, the door's locked. We knock on the door. We call my roommate. No answers, anything. So I had to start getting creative. I start trying to pry windows open. Now I'm looking like a criminal. I'm trying to break into my own apartment. Then I get this bright idea. It's on the second floor, so I decide maybe I can climb one of these poles, get up to my balcony. I know that door's unlocked. So I get to climbing this pole. And I'll throw this in there. As a kid, I was a professional pole climber. No innuendo. I climbed all these poles. You know, you take off your shoes and it like sticks to the pole.
Yep.
You get to the top, easy peasy. Well, those are not wooden poles. But I'm trying to climb this wooden pole. She won't watch. She thinks I'm going to fall and break my neck. I get pretty close. I give up. I go back to trying to pry the windows open. At this point, I have no shoes on. I must have looked so disheveled. I really looked like a real mess. I'm leaning off the balcony trying to pry this window open whenever I see the blue lights flashing behind me, and I said,
damn.
Well, we're busted.
This doesn't look good, does it?
I was really feeling like a criminal, too. Like, I was trying to break into my own apartment, but I felt like a cat burglar.
But you should feel really good about your neighborhood and that somebody saw you trying to break in, and they called the police.
Yeah, so I think my downstairs neighbors, it's four girls, I think they saw some weird skinny white trying to climb a pole in the back. So they decide to phone the police. The police comes, and I've had some bad run-ins. This guy was so nice. He was very nice, but I also looked like a maniac.
So I don't want to deal with you, man.
The first thing he says to my girlfriend is, do you know this man?
Hopefully she said, I have no idea who this is.
None. She probably should have, yeah. She should have said, no, I have no idea. Just take me home. This guy's a maniac. But no, she said she knew me. That was super nice. I appreciate that. Thank her for it. But the guy ended up being very nice. He offered to give us a ride to her apartment. But of course, after I'm talking to the law, talking to the blue meanies, My roommate opens the door and lets us in.
No.
Absolutely has to work out that way.
Just the way it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Could have ended up way, way worse,
so much
dude.
Worse.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.